Hello, 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 and welcome to a beautiful Saturday evening. My name is Gabe, and I'm hosting I Don't Know. Today on Misinformation Mondays, we have two different hosts from last week.
At a time when misinformation is all too common on social media, we take great pride in bringing you the news that matters, that impacts your family.
Let's turn that down. Boys, please introduce yourselves.
Hello. I am Miles Sprung. I am here. It's beautiful Tuesday morning.
What's good? I'm Dylan.
Hello, Dylan.
Hi.
So these two men are two completely different men that we have never, ever, seen before.
I'm a different dude.
Not even here.
Miles, can we get a little bit of backstory on you? How did you get here?
Well, I mean, my dad drove me mostly. Missed the bus this morning, so that was fantastic. I loved that. It happens a lot more than
you think it should.
I like, yeah.
Yeah. Dylan, how about you?
I was born.
Good to know. I would
hope
so.
That's really interesting, actually.
Yeah. Made in a factory.
Lived in 9 months, you know?
Lived in what for 9 months?
And then you got evicted?
Yeah, I got evicted.
Moved on.
Yeah.
You couldn't pay your
rent.
My
mom kicked me out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have no doubt.
Was she like your landlord, so you ran out of money and you couldn't pay rent or anything?
No.
Oh, she just straight up kicked you out?
Yeah.
Was there any motive behind it, or?
I think she got tired of him.
Yeah.
She was done with him.
Yeah.
Being a silly goose.
Honestly, been there, done that.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all have. At one point or another.
Our mom just kicked us out.
Yeah.
Of some place.
Our home?
Yes.
Mom said,
don't you want to crawl back?
No. I would like to go back to my childhood bedroom and take a nap, but we're not doing that.
That's so bad. I'm so tired.
I could really use a nap. That's why we're starting off the day with a singular Red Bull.
And then more Red Bull after that singular Red Bull?
Maybe this afternoon.
Two more.
Double it and give it to the next person. No, I like all my Red Bull to myself. Wonderful, wonderful drink. It tastes really, really bad.
Drink.
Oh, it's a great drink, but it tastes terrible.
It's not good.
That's why I'm a water guy myself.
I think it's just personal taste, though, because Red Bull is very, like, it's kind of alcohol-y. It, like, reminds me of, like, hand sanitizer and the smell of, like, hand sanitizer. It's really strong.
Yeah, because it's pure jet fuel.
I bet I could, I could launch model rockets. Yes, I am. Actually floating above my seat.
Grogu wings.
Red Bull gave me wings.
Red Bull gives you wings.
Wow.
Mm. Sorry. No, because that was copyrighted by something, since Red Bull gives you wings.
It's like six eyes, isn't
it? Yeah, like it's very specific to where they can't be copyrighted.
Didn't they have like a lawsuit against that? And it was like, hey.
Yeah.
It's misinformation. It doesn't actually give you wings. And they're like, man.
Yeah, that's why.
Wow,
it was
really?
It was, yeah.
That's
wild. Someone sued
them. I thought it was growing wings.
Someone like jumped off of a high place or something and like broke their ligaments.
Really?
And
that's
or broke
that's
some of their limbs.
Specific. After drinking like 18 Red Bull?
Yeah, and was like, it didn't give me wings. And they're like, yeah, obviously.
You see other people having wings?
But still, it was part of a lawsuit, so they had to change it to Red Bull gives you wings.
Which is just like, sometimes common sense needs to be more prevalent.
It needs to exist.
Can we normalize common sense in...
We should have like an actual classroom, like an actual official class of like common sense.
The area
I would actually go to that class.
Yes.
The area 31 Career Center program, common sense, along with welding and radio broadcasting. I think it'll work.
I feel like they'd be really good lawyers. Common sense, no, don't.
That's
do that.
So true.
You're gonna get in trouble.
No, don't say that.
Okay, this is what you do, and this is what you don't do.
I don't think you won't be going to jail if you say that.
That's, yeah.
If you do this action, you don't go to jail.
Mm. Speaking of going to jail, we are not going to jail, and we are not affiliated.
Speak for yourself.
Okay. All right.
Boop, boop. Going to jail for treason.
Whoa. Yeah.
Against the Malta government.
Malta government?
Yeah.
You said, I don't like being under someone else's rule?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure if you buy, like, a bunch of land with, like, mining rights, whatever, it basically gives you a little more control than you should. God bless.
Thank you.
Lord forgive. God
bless. The soul just went out of me.
I hate when that happens. Whenever your soul leaves your body.
Do you ever, like, burp a stomachache away?
Yes. No, I have really bad stomach issues, and sometimes the solution is just to burp for, like, 20 minutes straight. I'll burp myself.
I've never, ever...
I've never done that.
I've never done that. 30 seconds.
No, like, not 20 minutes straight.
Like, consistently
like
for 20
consistent
minutes?
Consistent burps for 20 minutes. I'll just burp myself for 20 minutes.
Are you lactose
minutes.
Intolerant?
No.
I am. Dylan, are you lactose intolerant?
No.
My dad is, though, and we're from Wisconsin, so...
Dad?
Cheese.
So cheese. Cheese. But he doesn't care. He just eats cheese anyway.
So you have, like, lactate, whatever?
No.
No.
He just takes it. Just
you guys like cheese?
Simply tolerates that lactose.
Yeah. He's built up a tolerance at this point.
He's a champ.
He's built cheese. Up his lactose tolerance.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's actually what happens if you, like, eat yogurt and drink a lot of milk. Eventually, your body will just simply accept the fact that it has lactose.
And then it'll just...
It'll stop.
Let me text my lactose intolerant friend real fast.
Just slap it.
Say, eat more. Cheese.
Adored more, Josh.
Adored?
Get married.
Mm. Are you now lactose intolerant, Dylan?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Silly goose.
Here, I always have some spare cheese in my backpack. Do you want to test it? Yeah.
Give me.
Man. Would you like to know what kind?
What kind? What kind of cheese?
Swiss?
Gorgonzola.
Gorgonzola? Isn't that like the fancy like pizza cheese?
That's mozzarella.
Oh. What is gorgonzola cheese?
It's...
Gorgon?
Gorgonzola.
Can we get cheese lore?
Cheese lore. I don't know the exact definition of gorgonzola cheese.
When was it
Hold
made?
On.
Have you seen those
gorgonzola.
TikToks, but it's like Wi-Fi lore? And it's like...
Wi-Fi lore?
You know those... It's like a group of guys, whatever, but they're shirtless and just in the woods and just like making stuff.
Okay.
We should do that.
It's a veined...
I don't want to do that.
Dude, we should do that.
It's a veined Italian blue cheese made from unskimmed cow milk. It can be buttery or firm, crumbly and quite salty, with a bite
unskimmed
coming from its blue
milk.
Veining.
I don't know if I like the way that sounds.
Yeah, unskimmed milk.
And gorgonzola is typically softer and milder than other blue cheeses, and that's what the difference is.
Do we eat grapes with it, too?
I mean, you could. In France, whenever they're eating a charcuterie board... whenever they like make a charcuterie board and they've got all these different meats and cheeses and stuff, they always have a grape to cleanse their palate before they taste another cheese.
Could you put cheese with it? The almond?
Yes.
Yes. Oh. Yeah.
Obviously.
I don't know what he just said, but I'm going to nod my head and smile and say, yes, Dylan, you can. You
smile.
Can, in fact.
Smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
Smile and wave.
Penguin reference. Do you appreciate those penguins?
What
the
penguins?
Ones from Madagascar.
What's Madagascar?
It's when somebody's really angry and gassing up their car. Sometimes I get frustrated. I'm on like 81 miles left, and I'm just like sitting here praying that I'll make it to school.
Okay, that was the stupidest thing I've ever heard, but that was so
Are you
funny.
Madagascar in here.
I'm gonna get when mad at my gas car. Maybe scream at it a little. Tell it to drive faster.
Where would you go? Going.
He doesn't listen to me very well.
Drink more fuel.
Speaking of people that don't listen, Gas. My mom, when watching football, she'll yell at the football players. But not like, you know, sports fans. Like, whenever there's a fumble, she'll yell like, ball, ball, ball. Like, as if they can Balls. Hear her. Or like, if a quarterback's about to get tackled or like sacked or something, she's like, watch out. And we're like, Mom, they can't hear you. And she goes, yes, they can. They can hear me in their heart. And it's goofiest thing ever. I mean, but they never listen to her.
I mean, I do the same thing, but that's like old people while they're driving and they're in the left lane just like camping. And I'm like, get out, press the gas down just a little move, please.
Me want to go, move.
Yeah, I sat behind a guy this morning.
You sat behind him?
I did.
Whoa.
For like a solid 3 or 4 minutes because he was cruising.
Why not longer?
Well, because I was able to pass him. But.
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 I hate when two people just go slightly under the speed limit together in the left and the right lane. And you're sitting there like making goo-goo eyes at their bumper saying, can you just go just a little more forward? A little
faster. Please. Just a little bit.
Step on the gas pedal a little more.
Miles, you ride the bus, so you don't have to worry about driving.
That's true, I don't.
Are you going to drive next year?
I don't know. I'll get to it at some point.
Miles, do you drive? Do you have a license?
I have my permit.
Have you driven before?
Yeah.
Is it fun?
I mean, it's fine.
How would you rate it?
I don't know, like a...
1 to 10.
7.
Whoa.
How about you, Dylan?
10.
It's kind of
10?
It's kind of stressful. I don't like it.
I like the freedom, you know? Like
you get used to it after you start driving. Yeah. Freedom is good.
I'm like on there, my dad's like, slow down, slow down, slow down. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry, I'm not going to hit
him. I would just say womp womp, deal with it.
Yeah, I essentially did that, and he got really mad at me. So, like, he didn't talk to me that much the rest of the night.
My dad does the same thing. Every time I'm driving, he always, like, holds the special little handle up top, and he's like, oh, boy, here we go.
Oh, boy.
Because I'm such an amazing driver.
Boy. Boy.
No, I'm not.
A demon behind the wheel.
Yes. I go a little faster than I should. I have a speeding ticket to prove that.
I go slower than I should, I've noticed.
How fast?
I was going 83 and a 55, but traffic was going at least 75. So I wasn't going crazy fast. I was just passing people in the left lane. God bless. Can you please stop burping into the mic?
Yeah, if you're going to do it.
Can you turn your head?
Can I just, like, right into the mic?
No, please don't.
Welcome to my ASMR.
You could ask me to turn off your... Oh.
That wasn't an actual verb, by
the
way.
It sounded like the blue guy from Monsters, Inc.
Sully?
Yeah.
You would never know you.
Bless you again? I don't know what you just said. No, thank you. No, no, no more. Put it away. Get out of my closet. Do you ever look
I'm
at
in your closet.
No. My cat is.
I'm in your closet.
Do you ever look at your closet in the dark and you're like, that would be the perfect place for someone to hide?
Well, yeah. My closet is so unbelievably messy that anything could hide. Like, there could be
I don't have a door.
A dead body in there and I would have no idea.
Good to know.
I don't have a door.
Hold on. That wasn't an invitation to put a dead body in my closet.
Spoilers. We're going to have a sleepover.
A little foreshadowing right there. Mm.
He's not going to know that we're having a sleepover, though.
Yeah.
He gets to take a little gander after the fact when I leave his house.
Under my bed's really messy, too.
It might smell be a great place a little bit fishy.
Because I avoid...
But dead.
Okay. What did you just say?
Smell a little bit fishy.
I don't like fish.
I don't either.
Me neither.
I mean, it's
I don't know why I said fish.
I can enjoy tilapia.
Fine. I mean, fish is fine. Like, I'll eat it, but I won't be happy about it. You know what I mean?
The only thing I'm fine with fish like, is fried shrimp.
Like, I've never had a fish.
Crab legs.
Oh, I hate seafood so much. But, that's like, it. Fish specifically.
Personally, I like gas station sushi.
I hate sushi, too. I can't. Just, like,
gas,
any...
Though. A little stinky.
It's a gas station.
Yeah.
Like, anything with, like... Like, anything with fish in it, I don't... Or, like, seafood in it, I don't like. But if you serve me, like, just a regular, like, piece of fish, like, I'll eat it.
Like tilapia, like, cooked fish? Or, like...
Yeah. Yeah, like, I won't be...
But if it's, like, sushi with, like, raw fish on rice?
Yeah, no, I don't
no.
like that.
White Castle just got the new fish nibblers.
I'm clams. Not going to White Castle ever, and I'm so glad.
I work there, so...
I applied for a job at White Castle because it was when I was doing my job search right after I turned 15.
Right.
15 an hour.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot. They keep emailing me like, "Hey, you gotta join this place, man. It's really great." And I'm like, I mean, it's tempting, but
it's all right.
Speaking of being tempted,
you have to deal with a lot of people.
You're being tempted to listen to Indie's Giant 90.9, your station for variety.
What?
I know, right?
What?
It's a crazy urge to listen to the radio right now. Listen to us talk.
Were you trying to do the legal?
I was.
Listen to
you,
that. I don't.
You did it wrong.
Can you do it for me?
Yeah, I can. You know what my favorite radio station is?
I don't know.
WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis, Indy Shine 90.9, your station for variety.
You really drew that one out a little longer than I would have enjoyed. I've been up since 4:30 on
accident.
That's
what's on the paper.
I think that's
illegal.
You went through the slogan too.
Uh huh.
But I had already gone through the slogan.
Uh huh.
Okay. All right, moving on.
Maybe we don't.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get enough sleep last night. I'm off my game today, but that's okay.
I fell asleep at a decent hour, but I woke up at like 3:30 and just couldn't fall back asleep until like 5, and it was super annoying. That's why I missed the bus today, was because I just didn't wake up to my alarm.
I went to bed at 12 and woke up at 5. I'm running on 5 hours.
Man, you are pushing your luck.
I was going to say, I could never do that. Like,
that's every day, by the way.
Like, I'm in the car or on the bus, whatever happens that day. I on the way here, I nap. And then on the way back, I nap. And then I have 20 minutes in between my next class. So I just also nap then.
I don't, sadly.
Yeah. I'm thinking about our schedule.
Yeah, because we get back. The bus gets back to school at 10:30. My next class is until 10:55.
Right.
So.
And then the bell, so the walking bell rings at 10:50, so you have 5 minutes to get to class, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I go to show choir, which is.
Do you put on shows?
Yeah, sometimes. We do it competitively, so okay.
Bless you.
Hold on.
Bless you.
Do a little song and dance.
Yes. Well, we do 5 songs and dances. Or 4 songs and dances, but with a 5, we just sing.
Little tip-taps, you know?
Some people tap dance. I don't. I can't tap dance. I'm really bad at it. I've tried. They tried teaching me the tap routine. It didn't go well. Because they were like, oh, we need people to learn this tap routine in case someone, like, is sick or something.
A stand-in.
Yeah, or we call them swings in the biz. And the biz is what we call the business in the biz.
Dippy,
dippy.
Bless you.
Again. Yeah, so we call them swings.
Dippy, dippy.
So we have people that don't go on for a specific number, and then they have to learn every part so they can be plugged in whenever someone's gone.
Right.
So they were, but I'm not swung for anything, but they were like, hey, can you learn this tap part? And I'm like, okay, sure. So I try learning the tap part with, like, video, and I'm like, because I've never tap danced before, but I was like, oh, I mean, it doesn't seem too terrible.
No, tap dancing is hard.
Tap dancing is hard.
Me don't understand.
Like, to be fair, I don't have tap shoes.
Right.
So my feet don't slide on the surface as much as they should, which would make it easier, but, you know, it is what it is.
It's complicated.
It is.
It's the same thing as, like, learning how to ride a bike.
Yeah, kind of.
But once you know it, it's like, all right, cool, whatever.
Yay.
Dylan, can you ride a bike?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Promise?
You'll be the father and push me?
Father pushes you off your bike?
Yeah, I can push you off your bike.
Totally. You, like, hold
the kickstand down first.
No, you hold the bike for me, and, like, you know.
I'm not going to hold the bike for you. You can bike.
No,
you said
no.
You can bike.
No, yes. But I was saying, like, you know, can you be the father that, you know, like, pushes me off, you know, like. You know what I mean?
I can push you down a hill. There might be a large lake at the very bottom.
It sounds fun.
Yeah.
Do a little, like, spinny roll.
Yeah, we'll get you a little ramp. You can do a little flip, backflip into the lake. Make sure that the bike doesn't land on top of you because it's heavier than you and you won't float as well.
I sound like an infant.
One time I rode my bike down a little hill into a lake.
How?
So I was like second grade, and my mom
It was the funniest.
Yeah, my sibling were hanging out, right? And I was there too, but I was riding chilling. My own bike. I was a little older.
Okay.
And we'd ridden our bikes like, I don't know, 20 minutes up to this little lake back in Arizona. Lakes aren't like a big thing. So when they are.
Well,
they
in Arizona, yeah. They have to be huge. It's the desert.
Yes.
Desert I've never does been not. To Arizona.
Don't go to Arizona. Unless you like want to enjoy heat stroke, it's not worth it.
No, I've been on the West Coast. That's funny. I went on the West Coast in like June, July. I don't remember what month, but like I was.
Where?
LA, Las Vegas.
California, Nevada.
So we flew out to LA and then we drove our way back. So it was like a family vacation.
Was it fun?
How did you drive your way back?
Well, I didn't. My dad well, yeah, drove.
But like, what did you do? Was it like a car rental?
And yeah, then
you
drove across? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we just rented a car and then returned it at the Indianapolis airport. So
sounds fun.
That was. Las Vegas was 105 degrees.
Wow.
It is very warm over
there. It was awful to walk in the daytime. At night, though, it was really cool. Like,
have we hit triple digits here?
Not lately.
Well, yeah, no. We hit single digits recently.
I mean, we've probably hit triple digits in the last year, I assume.
Bless you. I was trying to remember. It's like, so the heat between Indiana and Arizona, even though it's like really hot in both places, it's a very humid heat here.
Which is like, it's a heat you can escape. It's very sticky.
Mm-hmm. In Vegas, Arizona, Nevada, it's dry, so that if you walk into the shade, it's not constantly like muggy.
Yeah, like feeling it. Like 105 in Las Vegas feels like 85 here, because like it's just not, because it's, I mean, it's hotter, like it's very right. hot, like it's really hot, but it's not like gross.
Yeah.
So it's so I would think it's worse. So in my opinion, it's worse for it to be like 85, 90 here than to be 105 in Las Vegas.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah, because it's just clean air.
Do you ever sit in your car and then like turn the AC on and it doesn't like turn
doesn't
on?
Work. It doesn't work for like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Too hot.
You gotta let your car cool down.
Or like when you're putting on your seatbelt and your hand's in the way and the hot metal touches your hand. Ooh.
Back in AZ, cars would reach like 140, 150 degrees, right? If you leave them outside in the sun. So like getting back into your car, you can easily like burn yourself.
If we're not having a garage.
Well, okay. So if you go to like a store, they don't have covered parking.
Yeah, I know.
That's
I know.
One sucky thing.
I'm just saying.
The infrastructure kind of poor.
Yeah, just a little bit.
And, like, if you developed and thought more, there is a man stroking his beard outside of this window. He's looking at us a little silly.
It's Jeremiah Penrod.
Hello, Jeremiah.
Host of the Back Home Country Show.
I actually didn't know that.
And co-host of All Gas No Breaks with Landon Nelson, a.k.a. Big Nelly, who isn't here today. Where is
he
isn't Landon?
Here a lot. He
does a lot of college visits, I've noticed.
Yeah. He's working on his future.
He's working That's a very yeah,
admirable
I know.
Thing.
Future.
Hmm?
I don't have one.
I'm planning on trades. That's like relying on trades and then going to college after I get that done.
That's valid. I get that.
Because, Dylan, you understand wanting something that you can always fall back onto, right?
Yeah.
Do you know that with security clearances, the government will ask a bunch of people around you questions about you?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Just to make sure that you don't lie. It's a very scary thing. So some jobs actually require that. Like, the higher up you go, the more you get paid, because you don't want to be able to be bought, which is something that the government actually looks into a lot, and is very smart with it. I'd trust
they
it a lot.
They want to buy me?
Yeah, so...
I'd appreciate it if they didn't, personally, but...
Yeah.
But not
this is the point. Most of us, we don't actually go into any, like, secure fields, whatever, right?
No.
Because it's a big, strenuous process of actually getting in, and then you have to give them all of your usernames and stuff, and being like,
all right,
this is my past. Here you go. I'm a pretty all right person. Trust me. You know, colleges do the same thing.
Uh-huh.
They will look up all of your little like social media things and see if you've posted anything bad.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
I don't use social media.
Good on you.
Yeah, good on you, because I do a lot.
I do, too, yeah.
A lot.
I use my Snapchat, my Instagrammy.
I don't like Snap.
My Facebook Marketplace to look for deals on cars.
Yeah.
Dude, I know so many people that do that, and it's, like, really good.
I've never actually bought a car off of Facebook Marketplace, because I don't trust
it. I have twice.
I know someone that, I know someone that bought her, I think she bought her Mustang on Marketplace.
A Mustang?
Yeah, 2005 Mustang.
Ooh, Mustangs.
I don't like Mustangs.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm going to be real.
Ford.
Yeah, Ford is a very iffy company in my mind, just because it requires a lot of maintenance.
Yeah, she had to...
You have to keep working on the car over and over.
And, like, I went to... Because she's also in show choir. I went to their preview night at Brownsburg.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like... Or I was like, oh, can you drive me home? And she's like... well, I have to replace the spark plugs in my car and clean my brakes and do this and this and this and clean my air filter. And I'm like,
that's a lot, all at once.
I know.
Chevy can just leave it there for a month.
Yeah, but she has to do it often.
Right.
So.
So the sportier your car, the quicker it burns through everything.
Uh-huh.
Fun fact of the day. If you're driving something with a turbo, it runs through your spark plugs like twice as fast.
Whatever. Unless it's a Dodge Challenger, because those things are awesome.
Skip, pass, double it and give it to the next person. I'm gonna pass. Personally, I'm not.
How about the Grand Prix GXP?
Yeah,
that ain't for me. That ain't for me, dog.
Yeah,
I felt like quoting Randy Jackson today.
Good on you. I'll give it to you. You get one quote of the day. I think you already quoted the penguins in Madagascar, too. So we're like on two quotes at least.
I quote a lot of things all the time. You know what I quote a lot? Mean Girls. I quote Mean Girls a lot.
I actually personally enjoy Nice Girls. fan favorite.
Yes.
I mean, like, the movie. I mean, like, the movie Mean Girls from 2003. Or from 2024.
Oh, I didn't even know you were talking about a movie.
Did it come out already, or is it coming out?
It came out, and it's fantastic.
Is it better than the first?
It's up there, because it's the musical version.
I take everything I've ever said back. No. No, thank you.
No,
it's the original.
No, trust me.
I'm not a big fan of musicals. No. I don't know how people, like, get into them.
Trust me. There isn't. I mean, it's a musical, but there's not, like, a lot of music in it.
My history teacher made us watch 1776, 1778, but it was like a musical, right? But it was the Declaration of Independence, the movie.
I've never seen
the musical.
It
was breaking out into song the entire movie. I was so confused.
During the Revolutionary War, you just break out into song and dance.
Exactly.
He's in the middle of fighting like a huge war, and then he's just like,
"Well, you didn't get any more."
I'm George Washington. Well, I guess Hamilton did the same thing, but
yeah,
out of nowhere, he's just like,
"But Hamilton
like,
was
guitar
a
and like drums start playing, and then like you just throw the weapon and start dancing."
They did get very, very silly.
Very silly.
They sing about murder in Chicago, the musical.
Oh,
well,
which I'm hopefully seeing on Broadway when I go to New York this summer, but
New York trip.
Everyone else in my family is saying Wicked, but I want to see Chicago so bad because that's my favorite ever.
Why can't you just go to a couple different ones?
Chicago's Pizza.
Because there's a lot of stuff we want to do and we don't have the time.
Man.
We're only there for a couple days.
Man.
Or do you have the time?
You could get...
Because we're going to like... Going to a Yankees game, I know that. Then we might be going to a Mets game.
Hmm.
And then I know we're going to a Broadway thing, but I don't know. I don't know. Nothing's set in stone yet.
I'm realizing I'm not a big fan of live entertainment.
Same.
What's wrong with live entertainment?
I don't know. I've just never like found myself like
old.
You
kind of
zone out
stuff.
More easy. Yeah. I think you zone out more easy.
I'm gonna go to a concert. Ooh. Two songs before we got on, before our little oopsie daisy on the misinformation.
Oh yes, uh huh,
yeah.
Delta Sleep, is going to be coming here to Hi-Fi on June 8th.
Oh, really?
I've never heard of them.
They're a UK math rock band, right?
Probably why I've never
heard of them. Yeah, and then...
Not my genre.
I've probably heard of their songs. I just don't remember the name. I'm bad with the names.
I am, so. Too. Then we also got Max Seal, which is like a Midwest emo band as well, playing same day. So two like big headliners. And then finally, Spilly Cave, which are also very silly.
That sounds silly.
I don't think we have any of Spilly Cave or Max Seal in the system, but we do have Fell to Sleep. Mm-hmm. I put them in myself. Math rock is a very interesting genre.
Yeah, I'm more of a Dave Matthews guy myself.
Who is Dave Matthews? Today on...
Dave.
Dave?
Dave.
Dave.
Dave. Dave.
Wasn't he the guy that Alvin and the Chipmunks hated?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alvin... No. The guy they hated in the movies is Uncle Ian.
I hate Uncle Ian. He dressed up like a giant pelican one time.
That
was pretty funny.
That was in the third one.
He's a wacky man.
Chipwrecked.
He's a wacky man.
The greatest movie to ever be conceived ever, because Jenny Slate is the funniest human to ever live.
I don't know who we're talking about, but yes.
She was the lady who played the main villain.
There was more than one villain?
No, because the whole storyline was they got stranded on an island. And this lady's helping them survive, and then they find out that she's just using them for something to get like treasure or something.
Yeah.
And like Uncle Ian and Dave like bond over trying to save the chipmunks, and then Uncle Ian's the good guy again.
Doesn't he still turn evil at the end though?
I don't think so. I think it's like a whole character. No, I think he turned good. Him.
Yeah.
Man. I thought he was just a bad guy. Maybe I had my feelings mixed up.
Yeah, like the
bro lived up.
The lady who, or the actress who plays the main villain, Jenny Slate, she's so funny. She's very funny.
Little goofy, silly gal. I don't like the face you just made, Dylan. His eyes opened up very wide, big smile. He was so enthused by a silly gal.
The face.
Uh-oh.
And then they both proceeded to make the face. Look at me. Look away. Look back to each other. Ooh. I don't like the way this is going. This is very, like, it's concerning me. It's very unsettling. Ooh. Miles has made a very silly face as well. He tilted his head down, squinted his eyes just a little. Looks like he's lost in thought.
Yeah, I found out I could do that to where, just like, it's not like squinting, but it's like, because my eyes, like, slant down when I do it. I don't know. It's weird, but I do it a lot now.
It's like the face angle, though.
Exactly.
Do you ever see somebody else make a face and then try and make the face yourself and then, like,
All the time. It happens to me all the time.
Little.
Dylan, do you emulate other people's faces?
No.
Okay. Miles, do you?
Sometimes.
Okay, I do a lot.
I do it as a joke, though. Like, if someone's making
you do the face, that's when I do it.
I think
that's legit the only time. If anyone does that, I'll do it.
Do it back?
Yeah. Like, anyone...
feedback loop.
Do you guys emulate when people mew?
Yes. Yeah. I do the... It's like the Chad face, whatever. You pull your cheeks in.
Uh-huh. And you put your tongue on the roof of your mouth.
Mewing is weird.
I always have my tongue on the roof of my mouth. By the way,
that's proper form, supposedly.
Yeah,
it chisels your cheekbones.
I don't know. It just feels comfortable.
Your jawline. That's what I meant. Not your cheekbones. Your jawline.
I actually started mewing like a year ago, and I looked back at the pictures, and my jawline has in fact developed.
Yep.
And then I got hate comments on my Instagram post saying "mew harder."
Mew harder.
It's not working. I said, "You don't know me. You don't know who me. Are you?"
You don't know my past.
I don't know you, John.
You don't know
Smith,
my future. I could mew even harder than you.
He was Miffy Stars. I don't know. I think they deleted their Instagram account, though.
I believe hate comments on their posts.
Hate comments are like the best thing ever because they give me a little ego boost. People are like taking time out of their day to hate on me because I'm doing too good.
It's actually funny if anyone like take that serious because, you know, like you could improve from like listening from other people because they're taking their own time for that, which episode's funny.
It's constructive criticism to, like, the silliest degree.
Yes.
If I constructively criticized you right now, Dylan, would you be able to make a comeback?
Yeah.
Go bald. Cut your hair off. Also, lose some height. You're too tall.
I'm too tall?
Mm. You should start, slouching.
Sam?
Mm-hmm.
Be a little short.
Be like Sam Pearman. Little baby. Pearman.
You want me to become his hit?
He's 5'6" and a half.
Let's go. I'm taller than Samuel Pearman.
That's one of the few people you'll ever be taller than.
I know.
Sam sets a low bar, and everybody else makes the bar way too high. We have too many tall people in our lives.
That is so true. Can we normalize being short?
Please.
Yes, women, de-standard.
Yeah. Turn your standards down. I don't want 6'2" men. I want 5'10" men.
Yeah, or 5'5".
5'5" men.
5'5" men.
4'11".
Short kings.
Yeah. I think that's a little too small.
Yeah, a little bit too small.
The smallest person I've ever met was like 4'10".
Mine was like 4'8".
It's like my girlfriend's mom, and she's a very...
A little gremlin.
Yeah. Well, like, not
gremlin. Little gremlin. Gremlin is crazy.
Little gremlin. Grr.
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 Yeah. Reminds me of Freddy Fazbear's. Bless you. Oh, my goodness. Like a clicker from hit game The Last of Us. No, that is not the sound they make.
I've played that. I played it for a couple hours. I thought it was fine.
It's all right.
Yeah, like I don't get the hype behind it.
It's like a lot of kids' childhoods, so.
Yeah, I mean I could get that, but still, I don't know. I mean, it was fine. I mean, it was fun, but I don't know. I just thought
it was a storyline. They made a show about it. Same thing that they did with like Halo.
Yeah,
Halo was a good game too.
I don't know. Didn't really own an Xbox, so I haven't played Halo or The Last of Us.
Which you well, Last they of Us put is both on PlayStation. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I just never played it. The Last of Us.
They put it on PC.
What's the best Halo game?
I'm gonna say Reach. Because
no,
it was like the he's first disappointed. One new age. 3 ODST so is a close second.
No.
What's your opinion?
Halo Infinite. Or Infinite.
You're talking about Halo 5?
Yeah.
The one that they biffed?
Yeah.
The entire storyline kind of like fell apart?
Uh-huh.
Okay. He's mad.
No, I mean,
I'm maybe just a little disappointed in you.
Halo 2.
Okay. All right. Halo 2. Okay. I'll give it to you.
I know. Because I'm awesome.
Did it start out with Halo 2?
No.
It was Halo and then Halo 2.
Halo
I have a question.
2.
I have a question.
And then Halo 3.
So, if I were to play...
And Halo Reach.
If I were to play then Halo
Infinite.
If I were to play Halo, what would you recommend me to play first?
Probably the first game.
Yeah, I'd say
play... If you could find, like, an emulator or something.
You could go chronological. They have the... there's a complete collection on Steam for $60 minus Halo 5. And I bought that 4 years ago. Right before Corona, and I played it for a total of like 60 hours, and it really shaped my personality for the next 3 years.
Really? It changed your personality?
It did. It was a
good
big,
or
like,
bad?
I'd say good, but like that's up to interpretation as well. You know, like as a kid, you're very impressionable, and you're taking in a lot of information. So as things come and go in your like little attention span, like Avatar The Last Airbender, big show for me.
Yeah, same.
Personally identified a lot with Sokka. No, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Whoa.
We get a little silly with old age as well.
Yes, I agreed.
At what point do you think you become yourself instead of like being versions of other people around you?
Well, they say 25 is like when you're like your mind's completely like, you know, mentally like
developed. Right.
So maybe that's the point.
I don't know.
I'm not 25, so I don't know.
Okay, Halo Infinite, if you look at the ratings, like, it didn't, like, even from, like, audience scores, it didn't look,
it didn't do awful, but it didn't do great.
No, like, it's got 87 from critics out of 100, and then a 7.8 from users out of 10, which isn't, like, awful.
It's not.
I mean, it's not good, but it's not awful either.
They kind of threw a wrench in like the entire plot.
Oh, okay.
Along with the Halo show.
Here we go. Latest reviews.
A show?
6 out of 10.
There was a show.
Yeah, it's got a couple seasons on Paramount Plus.
Mm. Wait, is it like old looking or like modern?
Modern. Yeah. Way too modern.
Ooh.
They're kind of like, it messed it up because now there's like 18 bajillion different Spartans and they're all like fighting each other or something. Okay. There's some lore that I didn't get into.
Okay, so like, here we go. Latest ratings. This is the latest state of the game. 6 out of 10, 1 out of 10, 0 out of 10, 1 out of 10, 6 out of 10, and then 8 out of 10, 10 out of 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
So it's like medium.
Yeah, so it's got, it's mixed reviews.
It's okay, but it's like, eh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that is the game ever, and I definitely wouldn't make it my favorite in the Halo franchise, you know?
No, it is the best Halo game ever, obviously.
Well, you can have your opinions, and I can have mine.
I actually have never played it because I don't play Xbox.
I haven't either, but it's on PC too. It didn't run like the little... So they have the multiplayer, right? Which is like PvP. You're fighting other people.
Yeah.
And it didn't play good on my old computer. I was running a little potato PC. Tiny guy that could sit on a shelf about the size of like a...
A little dude. A little man.
Yeah, like a...
Little man.
Case of soda. Like one of those like... LaCroix. Do you like LaCroix? I said Miles, like, eighth favorite word, LaCroix.
I have a mini fridge in my room that is filled with LaCroix.
I love LaCroix.
I love LaCroix so much. It's my favorite drink ever.
What is it?
Oh, it's a drink? Sparkling water.
It's sparkling water.
Oh.
It's just flavored.
But it's so good.
It adds a lot of variety to my drinks. I'll go Arizona iced tea, LaCroix, water.
Yeah, because I realized I was drinking way too much soda. Or like getting too much sugar from that. So right. I just cut back and took and got some LaCroix.
It's a good substitute just because it's like sparkling. It gives you the same like mouthfeel.
Yeah, it gives you the carbonation without the and good taste, but without the sugar. Mm. Right now I've got my fridge full of limoncello and coconut. Limoncello is like lemon, but it's got like vanilla in there too.
I'm hating on the limoncello, but I'm digging the coconut.
You're hating on the limoncello?
Yeah.
That's, like, widely regarded as, like, the best LaCroix flavor.
It reminds me of, like, wood cleaner.
Wood cleaner.
Like, we had a cleaner for my ottoman, like, my TV stand. And it was a nice wood TV stand. We don't, like, oil it anymore. But it was, like, preserving the wood. But it was, like, a very, like, strong lemony smell. And I can't get over it because it smells like cough syrup. It was really strong. Really overwhelming.
That sounds gross.
That's fair. Honestly, that's fair. No, keep it's not my fault. It's like, that's from Mean Girls. Fun fact.
From Mean Girls?
Yeah.
Hit movie that you've quoted at least once, maybe twice?
Oh, I've quoted it a bajillion times in my place of residence.
You know what else we're residing in?
What?
This studio, even though we're about to go, we never leave.
Yeah, I actually sleep here under the desk.
I don't.
Really?
Yeah, I always stay awake. They keep us here way, way past when we're supposed to be. And we actually have never left this studio once. Once you hear us,
I miss my family. No, I haven't had a shower in months.
They
get a little stinky over here.
Twice a day. It's protein powder and carbohydrates, and that's it. Like, that's it for us. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us this beautiful Thursday. It's going to be a little rainy, a little chilly, but not bad. This is I Don't Know on Indy's Giant 90.9. Have a wonderful day.